Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right now, state senator and doctor Siobhan Donovan, the Republican who represents Henrico County, is back with us this morning. And I'm glad to have you here because, you know, you and I have talked about stoically, calmly evaluating the numbers when it comes to coronavirus. That's been the MO for us for months. And then this weekend, again, if you watch the national news, you would think that there were dead bodies in the street and that, you know, Ebola had swept through America. How do you feel this morning? Should we be a little more concerned with this uptick, or what do you think?
Well, I think we should always be concerned. I think we should always scrutinize, you know, everything that we have. The hard part is that despite doing this now for 9 months,
right,
for some reason, we don't have numbers that are clear that we can scrutinize. Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating because it's hard to drill down on the numbers and really make conclusions. I poured over Virginia over the weekend and went really region by region. And the evidence that I can share with you today based on that analysis is that there are more positive tests. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, conclusively, there are more positive tests. There have been kind of oscillations, if you talk about a line, kind of going up and going down for deaths. And some parts of the state have definitely more hospitalizations, one of the higher peaks or oscillations for hospitalizations. But overall, the deaths have stayed low. Our hospital capacity over the past many months, and this is a trend that we've seen out of Europe as well, is that there are more positive tests. We can't tell what age group they're in. We're still looking at cumulative data. I can't tell you what's happened in which demographic groups week over week for the past several weeks because we're not recording it that way.
Right.
We're recording cumulative data. And so I think it's wise to be concerned. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's wise to be concerned and prudent. It's thank God we have a vaccination coming, and thanks to the investments that were made in that over the last many months so that it can be a rapid turnaround. But I don't think we're anywhere near the situation we were when this first came up in February, because I think the most important variable is to hinge this on deaths. And the deaths are low, honestly, across the entire state, even when there are some higher peaks of positive testing.
And we talked a little bit about this last week, but I guess it's coming to a head this week with Thanksgiving here and people having to make the decision. You know, in my family, with my parents in their late 70s with some health issues, we have decided that I'm going to have dinner with them on Wednesday, and then we're just going to kind of forego our normal Thanksgiving. That's our decision based on their concerns and their health issues, and I feel very comfortable about that. We're a little sad about it, but you know what? It's one Thanksgiving out of many. And I just don't feel like other people necessarily have to take our lead, but how are you answering that question when people come to you and say, should we all get together? You know, should we have the 40 people over at the house, you know, from all over the state, you know, on Thursday?
Right. Well, of course, I never advise them about numbers. But I just say, you know, this holiday is about appreciating and giving thanks for what you have. And you value that by understanding the contrast between the good and the bad times. And it's just really important that we not make bad decisions to, you know, gratify ourselves. You know, Thanksgiving is to celebrate family, and you don't do that if you jeopardize them. Look, we all know this virus is hard to track. We are paying lots and lots of people to spend their time doing contact tracing to figure out how this is spreading, and we can't really always figure that out. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, it's nefarious and it's everywhere. People can do everything right. They can stay home, wear their masks, wash their hands, and they still get COVID.
Yeah,
and we
like
know
Ralph
healthcare
Northam.
Providers, right. Healthcare providers are on the front lines. There's some sort of blame being attached, it seems, almost to getting COVID. Mm-hmm. That if you get it, well, certainly you must have breached best practices in some way, shape, or form. That's just not true. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. And so getting a vaccination and protecting yourself from the exposure is the best thing to do. There's some people that will never get it, even if they're exposed, because their immunity is somehow able to overcome the assault. So, you know, the key is, let's hold on here. We've done, actually, congratulations to Virginia. It's not the government that made this work. It's the decisions of the people in Virginia that they've made. So keep making good decisions, Virginia. I have confidence in you. Let's get a few more weeks and get this vaccination on board.
Okay. Real quick before we go, do you have any reaction as we get ready for the next General Assembly session starting in January? The House of Delegates apparently isn't even coming to town. They're going to meet virtually, which I personally think is not a good trend to start, even in a health crisis, if you will. I mean, people are being paid to represent the citizens, and I think they should be in the room together deliberating instead of kind of phoning it in, literally. Do you have any reaction to the way this is all beginning to take shape for January?
Well, again, I think one of the really unfortunate and unacceptable things is that nobody really knows what we're doing. Hmm. So I don't know. I've heard rumors and have no actual information about when I need to be there. I believe we will be meeting in person as we have been doing the whole time, but there's some suggestion that we may not be there every day, that that we will have committee meetings by virtual meetings. It's really a problem. I have to tell you, I know you've seen the newspaper articles and I know you've heard people talk about it. You do not have access to your legislature. People have been knocked off Zoom. They get into the rooms where they're supposed to be waiting and allowed to speak so that they can speak their minds and hold legislators accountable. And they never get their turn. You know, it's harder to meet with legislators. That's, you know, that can be done by phone, and I get it. But the actual process of discerning an issue and having a conversation with people that issue matters to, it's not happening very effectively, if at all. So I do think, in, you know, the idea that you are virtual and pulling your per diem, which is,
yeah,
you know,
which is crazy,
which, you know, to me is unethical, is a problem. And so it's a strange situation. And I hope that during the course of even this session, people will be vaccinated so that we can actually have a bicameral. What happens, how we negotiate things at the legislature happens best face to face. And we haven't been able to have easy access to the delegates for the entire special session. And it made it harder to gain consensus and to be reasonable, I think. And there you saw a lot of friction between the two houses in the special session. So I think that it's a mistake the way that it's being done, and it could be done differently. And I think there's an excuse. COVID's being used as an excuse to not do it the way we should and could.
Yeah. And just give the authorities, who happen to all be Democrats, the ability to jam things through, in my opinion, without a lot of scrutiny.
I agree.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Hopefully we'll put COVID behind us and we can talk about some of the other issues that are really pressing in the state the next time we chat. I'm hoping we can turn the page on that in the coming weeks. State Senator and Dr. Siobhan Donovan, the Republican who represents Henrico County, I always appreciate the chance to talk to you.
Yes, thanks. Sir. Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.